Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Chris Tressway, who hasn't punted in two games, basically, gets off a boomer inside the five. Oh, look at this bounce back inside the 10 where it's down there, and the Lions will take over.
A punting highlight. Dad.
Go deep in the archives for that one.
Look at you. By the way, he had to search for 3 hours. Did he go back two seasons?
From 2018?
That's the last time the holder punted.
That was tough to find, I got to be honest.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work I had to put in for you, Tress.
Needle in a haystack over there. First punt highlight in show history. How do you like that, NFC Championship game week?
When you're that on top of the world, you play punting highlights. See what I'm saying? Like, that's how good it is. We're out of regular highlights. We'll play punting one.
The Commanders, the only team in the league that just uses their holder to punt because they don't want to carry a punter, because it would be a waste of a roster spot. So they just have their holder every now and then punt. And look what the guy did. The athlete stepped up in a pinch, looked like a punter, looked like a real punter. Except he used his left foot, but he looked like a punter. By the way, the NFC Championship game is going to air right here on 106.7 The Fan. How awesome is that?
That is cool, my friend.
Ian Eagle on the call.
Sorry about
Kurt
it.
Kurt Warner alongside
Sorry about it.
Little Westwood One broadcast. Ross Tucker on the sideline. Let's welcome onto the show.
Without sports on the sports station.
On the rude guest. Sports? No, hotline. That's what I'm looking for. Tressway, friends.
That's Tressway's music.
The people's holder. The people's
Thank you guys.
Holder. The
Thank
longest
it's,
tenured member
honor.
Of the Commanders organization. Hello, Tressler.
What's up, guys? I appreciate that, man. What an intro. You know, I've never actually listened to a punt highlight. You know, I don't mean to brag, but I've watched a couple of my own, but I've never listened to my own. So that was tasty. I appreciate that.
That was a bomb, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead and kick a bomb, buddy.
I guess when you only punt once every few weeks.
Leg is fresh.
You get rested.
Yeah, you know, Cliff came up to me after the game. We're all celebrating in the locker room, and he apologized that I did have to go out and punt. That's a true story. He came up and apologized to me. I told him it's okay. Like, I'm still ready in case it happens, but that apology goes a long way, so no big deal.
You know what I was thinking about a couple nights ago? Might have been right after Washington beat Detroit in the divisional round, which was pretty cool.
It was neat, yeah.
I was thinking about how funny it would be, Tress, right now, knowing what we know, seeing what we've seen, if Jaden Daniels was wearing like number 11 or something, and you were standing in there in the locker room, and you're like in the back of your mind, like, oh my God, I should have given this guy 5. Like, like, this is the guy, this guy, I didn't give him 5. And like, we're all like, oh my God, Tress.
Do you remember that?
You did, like, he wanted 5 and you didn't give it to him. The whole, that guy. How funny would that be?
Yeah, I think you know, obviously this dude's pretty special, and I don't know if you could technically do this within the organization, but there's a chance, you know, after as little as we have punted and how great he is, I just might have been removed from number 5, and it would have been like a public apology, and
right.
So yeah, I'm glad it all went down the way it did.
What would it take, legit question here, for you to walk up to him and go, "Hey, can I get that number back?"
Ooh, I like that.
Like, dude, what would it take?
Oh, all right, over. Over the years, I mean, do you not think I would do that for just like a crisp high five or a nice $20 bill with your autograph on it? I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, for like a good bit, I think you would do it.
Make sure someone films it.
Hey, man, here's the deal. After we finish the Super Bowl run, I mean, this is just awesome. Let's go ahead and get our rings. But then, you know, starting next year, I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to need to get 5 back.
I'm going to need to get that back.
Seriously, you have to film this because it'd be hysterical, and do it candid camera style and just see. Because I've never even seen him phased in any way. Like, I think he's the kind of guy that if he's like walking into the grocery store and you almost run over him, instead of like what I would do or a normal person would be like, "What the hell?" and like throw their hands up, he would like kind of cock his head to the side and be like, "Really, man? I'm walking here." And then he would like keep walking.
He'd do like a six spin move. He'd do like a six spin move, mm-hmm. or maybe jump over him at the last second. He would do, I'm not saying that you guys are completely different athletes, GP, but I think he'd do
comparable.
Something a little bit more. He would do something a little more special.
But think about this: I wouldn't have gotten all bent up and discombobulated at the end of that 46-yard run against the Panthers because I wouldn't have made it to 46 yards.
You see, it's a chicken or the egg thing.
I got you. I think that logic's airtight, but still, I think there's a little bit of difference in athleticism. That's all. That's just, we can argue that. But yeah, he's a special human, special football player.
Tress, you're going to get to not punt in the NFC Championship game. The NFC Championship game.
I was wanting to ask you, I understand you got a whole groove and I mean the season is rolling, but I think one of the things that was cracking me up today when you were texting me is that any response I had, you would just respond with one word and the one word was sexy. And I was like, are you bringing sexy back? Like I haven't,
I don't think I've gotten,
I think you did.
Everything. I was just like, yeah, man, sounds good. Sexy. Hey, we're going to hop on maybe 3:30. Will that work? Yeah, that's cool.
Sexy.
I was like, all right, well, sweet. I'm feeling it. Let's do it.
I did say that.
Yeah.
That is
but
weird.
Anyways, I say that to say you got a chuckle out of me, whatever you said. Are you ready to, parentheses, not punt in the NFC Championship game? And so that was, I got a good kick out of that.
Well, thank you. So I think this is what happened, Danny. Mm-hmm. So I have this thing sometimes where, like, when Danny or someone will say something that's great or awesome, I'll say, like, oh, sexual. Or so, just whatever.
But not in a harassing kind of way. For
not
everybody
in a way where anyone should report it to HR or I should be canceled. So I thought it would be super weird if you were like, going to be good, dude. And then I said sexual. So I changed it to sexy. But you're not in on the lingo. The whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
I understand why it would be tough. But the point of the dude's story is, Tress, NFC Championship
game. NFC Championship game, dude.
I mean, dude. So we go play Tampa. We win the Tampa game. And I just had some family there, had some close buddies there, and I'm just standing at the middle of the field. I'm just like, we're not done playing ball. Like, all right, we're going to come back and go play another week. And then we go into Detroit, and then that fourth quarter, and freaking Mikey, and the picks, and all this stuff. And then in the fourth quarter, we're sitting there up two scores, 6-5 minutes left in the game. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm going, holy crap, here we go. We're going to play some more ball. Like, this is just, dude, this is the bomb. Like, this is just, we got another week. Let's just go play ball.
So, Tress, like, you've got normal human, you've got more time to think than everybody else, pretty much, right? Like, everybody else is like, it's going so fast, and it's like, when you're called upon, you go to your gig. So you've got time to let your mind wander. Has it wandered at all to some of the bad times? You know what I mean? Where you're going, look at this. Look at where we are. Look at where we're headed. Look at what's happening. And then do you ever think back to when it wasn't? Do you know what I mean? Like, you'd be forgiven to think that way, right?
That is a fair question. And to be honest with you, like, from the outside looking in, and especially just being in the area and, with, like, getting to know the fan base more and more over the years, I completely understand. And even the times that we have not had great seasons and, it's kind of been a mess here and there. I've had awesome teammates. I've had great memories. I've loved being a part of this franchise and getting to know the fans. And like it, I've just enjoyed every aspect and like the buddies that I've made for a lifetime, the memories we had on and off the field. The coolest thing to me, Danny, has been, and for me, it really hit home at halftime of the Atlanta game.
Mm-hmm.
And we were losing at halftime of the Atlanta game, and our fans were like cheering us on. I mean, like that, like the fan base was like clapping, yelling, like in like an uplifting way. And I'm getting chills thinking about it right now. And now, obviously, seeing what has transpired since that Atlanta game. But it is so powerful, and it may be like a little bit of a bold statement, but it's just so cool to feel like we have won back over the city, and it's been such a special time. Like Mr. Harris, when he bought the team, had a bunch of the veterans up for lunch, and he said, I'm going to get the people in place that we need. I've done this before. I'm passionate about this this franchise. I'm a part of this fan base. I have been for years. He said, the catalyst is going to be you guys going and winning. And he goes, and we can win this city back. And I just, I am so happy and thankful to have witnessed that. And it is just, dude, it's so cool. Holy smokes.
I love the win the city back mm-hmm. is a really cool thing to hear. Because that's not how I've phrased it or thought of it, but it's definitely what's happening. I want to hear more about that lunch. I mean, you don't have to go into the nitty-gritty, but like that's kind of cool. So he had players sit there. Was it just him or other members of his ownership group? What was that about?
Yeah, it was him and Mr. Rails. They had us in, and it was all just all personal things. Like they just he wanted to get to know us, wanted to hear a little bit about our families, and then he wanted to talk about hey, these are my next, 24, 36 months. This is what I'm kind of eyeballing. This is the things that I'm going to handle off of the field, and I'm going to get the people in place so that you guys can just be all gas and lean into the field. And he's just so humble, so approachable, reminded us at the end of the lunch that his door is always open. If we have a question of anything with the franchise, with ownership, a lot of the younger guys coming out of college or even the older guys, if you guys have a question on, finance or people that if you're doing business stuff, I mean, he was just so approachable, and it was, that's really special. Like, that's just cool. And too, like whenever he had mentioned like winning that city back, that is not to discredit so many fans that have just been loyal for so long. But I think, I mean, just sure. The sheer excitement, like bringing the fire back to the city of like everybody being really excited. So
Tress, you've been here since 2014, and there have been some good people in the building. There've been some good people, whether it was in charge, position coaches, head coaches, and everybody in between. This is different. It's obvious. Not just the fact that you guys are going to the conference title game. That's duh. Anybody can point that out, but the rhetoric, the stuff coming out from you guys since kind of this group was put together all the way back in the early winter of last year, springtime, et cetera, it felt different then, and we know it's different now because the proof is in the pudding. What's so different about this regime, this staff, this group of you guys together versus previous years where, again, not saying anyone's bad, anyone was wrong, but this is just different. Why?
Yeah, I think everything is so incredibly intentional. There was actually one day I was driving into the facility or driving home from the facility, and I was listening to you guys, and it was either you or GP had said, since AP came in, since Adam Peters came in and the free agents and the draft picks and everything like that, everything at minimum has been a base hit. And it's been like there's been some home runs out there. You've got your doubles, your triples, but everything has been a hit. And I think the intentionality and how purposeful, I'm obviously one of the old dudes in the locker room, and I have a locker at the end of the locker room, and you look out and you have the franchise quarterback who is unfreaking believable to watch play the game of football. And he around him, DQ and AP have just built around these guys where he doesn't have to go do anything other than be him. He's still like watching him and Bobby Wagner argue over who the best NBA players are, and like everybody, teasing him because he's young and he's got this opinions on music. And like, then you got Zach Ertz and Eckler and myself and Terry, like it is just this inclusive, fun, like environment. And I cannot speak enough about how special DQ is at bringing grown men together and giving them a clear picture of what it's going to be like. Dude, we went into Detroit. Okay. And nobody and I hope this gives you guys peace. Nobody cares what the freaking spread is. We're pro athletes. They're pro athletes. Go ahead. Do your whole thing for the bet and sports books. At the end of the day, you got to line up and play ball. And I'll take our guys. I'm sure those guys will take their guys. Whatever. We're just going to go play ball. His ability to, we're going to go out there and we're going to whoop these guys. Boom, boom, boom. We're going to go out and we're going to fight. We're going to take some punches. We're going to throw some punches. And I don't care if it's four quarters, overtime, into the parking lot. We're going to fight and we're going to win the game. And there's just this attitude of, let's just go. Let's play. Let's just play it out. Keep playing, and it's a very special group, guys.
Perhaps the 11th year of the charm for Tress Way here, as he gets an opportunity to hold. He will not be punting, but he will hold.
You got to hold for those extra points
in the NFC Championship game. Tress, we are behind you, sir. You go out there. You get down on one knee. You put that finger on the ground. You turn back to Zane Gonzalez. and you say, if you doink it, that doink better go in.
In or doink?
Yeah. Doinks are fine as long as they go in and hit that net. By the way.
No doubt.
When that ball was sailing toward that upright, how was old Tress Way feeling?
Oh, I had full body lean going. Yeah. I was just...
You crawled to Fisk.
Oh, man, somebody might think I have some scoliosis or something, but I was hunched all the way over, leaning. I'm like, oh, my God, go, and just gave it a little kiss. So that's, they make their uprights a little wider down in Florida. The pole's a little bit bigger. So it just kissed it and knocked in, that's all.
Best doink ever.
Best doink ever.
It's my favorite doink. Tress, go get him.
So happy for you, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Good talking with you.
We appreciate you. By the way, I'm going to get you, we got to get you one of our no punts offense shirts so you can rock it.
Okay.
In the locker room.
I'm in for that. I'm definitely down for that.
It's too cold in Philly, but maybe if you guys beat Philly, my people will talk to your people. Maybe we could get the video on like the pregame show like 3 hours early of Tress out on the field in the no punts offense shirt that we've got.
I would love the crap out of that. Sign me up, man.
All right, let's do this.
My man. Love it, dude.
Go get him, Tress. Thank you, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
That's our pal, Tress Way. Nobody better than him. Love that guy. And I'm so happy for him.
We've talked about this a million times. Every once in a while in sports, like the local guys that are part of the fabric, I go out of my own selfishness as a fan, and I actually get happy for people. Happy for that dude.
Yeah, so happy. Ben Johnson just picked a home. It's not where you think he's headed. He's going to be a head coach. Where and what does it mean for Cliff Kingsbury possibly staying? That's next on Grant and Danny.